flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hot soup, pork, and fish sandwiches.
Hola.
Hey. Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Albert.
Albert, are you a man of girth?
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
I mean, are you a fat Albert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay.
It might just be a plump Albert.
Albert, you have to say one at the end of every sentence, and PJ there gave you an outstanding roadmap. So, is it going to be Heavens to Betsy, Know What I Mean, Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
I'm going to say Sweet Googly Moogly, as in, congratulations for 20 years, Sweet Googly Moogly.
All right, very good.
And thank you. All right, Albert, your question. What city in the United States is nicknamed the Crescent City and the city that Care forgot?
Oh, the Crescent City. Can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what U.S. city is nicknamed the Crescent City and the city Care forgot?
Oh, my God. New Orleans?
You got it.
Boom.
One and done.
Nice job, Albert.
Sweet googly moogly.
All right, before we let
Sweet
you go.
Sweet googly moogly, I'm sorry.
To give you a 50-50 question here, let's see. True or false, pizza was the first food consumed in space.
In space? False.
Okay. I'm going to guess. Let me think here.
All right. It was pizza rolls.
It was probably in a tube.
Yes. More than likely, yeah. You're tracking the right direction.
Yogurt.
Nope.
Spam.
Spam in a tube.
Canned tube. It's all the same to me, dude.
We don't hate the astronaut. Kids love this.
Or
at least we give it to them.
Pudding.
Applesauce.
Oh, all right. Makes sense.
Big dummy!
Kids do love pudding.
They do love pudding.
More than applesauce.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Adam, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Okay, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, for 1 week of your life, Adam, you have to say one at the end of every sentence. Will it be Heavens to Betsy, Know What I Mean, Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Okay.
All right, Adam, here's your question. What planet was Alf from on the TV show Alf?
Jupiter. You go, girl.
Ted, you remember?
I'm racking my brain.
Is it an actual planet?
No.
No, I just keep thinking about Robin Williams.
That was a nice question.
He's from
Melmac.
Melmac. I was going to say Planet Fitness.
But the next question is, what planet was Mork from on the TV show Mork and Mindy?
Jupiter.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Ork.
Ork.
Yeah, he's Mork from Ork.
Mork from Ork.
As opposed to Alf from Malmac.
It doesn't have the same ring.
Alf from Mouth.
I like Planet Fitness. All right, your question. Who recorded the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
The original?
I guess. As far as I know. Everybody wants
Wham,
to.
You go, girl.
Not too far off. Tears for Fears, yes. You go, girl. Question 4.
Question four, what is the official score of a forfeited Major League Baseball game?
One to zero. You go, girl.
That's it.
Well done.
I'm not sure if I knew that. That was going to be my guess, but I don't know that I don't know my lifetime that I've seen that before on a professional level.
I mean, Major League Baseball, I find it hard to believe there's a lot of forfeited.
And I feel like
games.
It's got
to
be more like high school. Sometimes the other team just doesn't have nine players.
Sure.
But so you can still play with eight, right?
In
high school? I think that has to be an official forfeit. And then if the kids still want to play, the way I've seen it was we would send a couple of our guys over there.
So they play for that team.
So you still get to play baseball.
I've seen that a couple times with my kid. Like in the basketball thing, some schools, you know, we have like six guys. And just at some point, you got to sub out and all that. So, like, three of our guys will go over there. And because the kids still want to play basketball, it just doesn't go to the official record.
All right, so I send a player over from my team, right?
All right.
Okay, they get to play for the other team. They don't have enough players. We're still playing ball.
Yeah.
I'm a pitcher. This guy comes up. He's my teammate, but he's playing for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw at his head. Okay?
Jesus.
Now, hold on. Now, is that team going to be mad that I threw at a player's head who's really my teammate but playing for their team? Are they going to defend him? And are the two teams going to fight?
No.
Is he going to fight for
the
other
team? The two teams are not going to fight, but I think they'll still defend him.
I don't think they'll care.
I don't either. That's why I'm throwing it at his head. So is he going to charge me?
He just might charge you.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know if the rest of the
team. I think the coach might charge you.
Okay. But then.
Yeah, no kidding. Right?
Montgomery, what are you doing?
He hits the deck, right? He gets back up. I throw at his head again. Now, the next time. I throw a curveball, and he drops to the dirt, right?
Right.
Just completely embarrass the guy. Is he going to charge the mound?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No. But again, somebody that coached a little JV high school ball, like if you threw at his head twice, like I would have yanked you out of that game.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have pulled me.
Start running poles.
Yeah.